Talk about getting ready for this week. You're facing an Oklahoma State team that's not lived up to their expectations, but coming off a bye. What do you see from them as you're getting ready for this game?
Really talented team at every level, at every position. They got some guys who fly around and make plays. And so this is a game where we know we're going to get all of what they got. And at the same time, this is a game where we remember late November. We remember that. So we're coming out ready this week because we know we own one.
You touched on it a little right there, but this is the first Big 12 team that you faced last year, and it feels weird to say that, four games in a conference play, I guess. Is this a little bit of maybe a litmus test for how much you guys have grown from last season?
Yeah, I guess maybe a little bit, but I don't know. This is Oklahoma State, still a really good team, and they can still do some really good things, and I know we're a really good team. I don't know if this is going to be that's a funny way to put it. I haven't thought of it like that, but maybe it is. I don't know, but this is a lot different team, and I think the Oklahoma State team is playing a lot different too this year. So it's hard to compare year to year because guys are in and out and stuff like that. But you know, we know we got to be ready for this week because this is a team that's got a lot of talent, and Gundy's got, I know, a great record coming off a bye week.
What are some of the challenges of playing on a short week with, you know, one for your practice?
Just, you know, you got to be accelerated. Every day in the week has moved up, basically starting on Monday. Monday practice, we usually have a quick walkthrough. Instead, yesterday it was a practice, and then today is a long practice. And so yeah, you just gotta be ready. A little more film work early in the week than usual. Kind of got dove into it Sunday, Monday more, and then it's Tuesday, but it's really Wednesday for us.
Jay, kind of a off the field question, but what is it about your upbringing or just that prepared you to kind of become like the voice that you have become for BYU football and the face of BYU football in a way?
That's a good question. I don't know. Just being confident in myself is number one thing. Being confident going out there and just giving the credit out to everybody else. Because I said this in the post game, but like, too much credit is given to the quarterback because it is all the guys around me that makes everything happen. So just knowing that, being conscious of that, is something that I was taught early, and realizing it true for it to be also be true. Like it's one thing to say, it's another thing to believe it. And so that's something I believe. And so, you know, when it comes to leading stuff, I know you got to lead from the front and do the tough and hard things when you got to. I know that's kind of where I start because I'm always going to get in the grind and then leading with positivity and giving the credit where credit's due.
We talked some of your predecessors like Tanner Mangum and Max Hall and just used to talk about what the mantle is of being the starting BYU quarterback, like around town, in class. Have you kind of noticed that, maybe the attention you get or anything like that?
Yeah, I think this last week was kind of the most evidence of that with all the specials that came in town with CBS and ESPN game day and that stuff. And so that plus, you know, you'll walk in the hallway and Brent and students will be yelling at you, great game or good luck this weekend. And so that's a cool deal. I just embracing it and going with the flow and stuff like that. But yeah, I mean, you definitely feel it on campus. I'll be walking with a bunch of my teammates and you'll still get people calling my name out, saying good job or saying good luck. It's a pretty cool deal.
I did want to ask about, you know, being able to highlight your faith playing on Yom Kippur and all, you know, what that was like for you last Saturday with all of those things.
It was really special. It was really fun. It was a great afternoon. That's the best way. I mean, I can't put into words the feelings on the field, especially post game. I was talking to Greg Rubel on the post game show, and he just highlighted that for me, and it was special. Definitely a special day.
Last question, if any.
Sweet.
Okay.
Yep.
Thanks, Jake.
See you.